another episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi the Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 8, titled Jesse's Girl. But before we get into that, we'll get into some trivia for Terry.
Yes, I have three trivia questions this week. What is the physics teacher's name?
Oh, girl, I have no idea. Where did this man come from, first off? Like, suddenly we have a physics teacher, but okay.
Because since when?
Right. In a, like, auditorium-style class, too? Like, also, well, I guess that makes sense because they just combined schools, but where has that classroom been all this time?
Nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know that man. Sorry to this man.
I think it's Mr. Bince.
Oh, okay.
That's what I put.
Sure.
So that's what it's spelled. I don't know if I don't know. B-I-N-C-E.
We'll probably next never question. See him again anyway.
Honestly, how long has Mrs. Nash been sober?
Oh my God, Ellie says this to Marco. 17 months?
Good job.
Okay.
Because the way I do this so far in advance that I didn't know the answer to this question and I was thinking 2 years.
I really just counted the months on my hand, like one, like when someone will be like, my toddler is 15 months. I'm like, wait, one, two.
Girl, this be so hard. But I will say that anything after like 2 years doesn't make sense.
Right.
But it does make sense why y'all be talking in months before, because there is a big difference between 12 months and 14 months.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But who knew? And who cares? Not I. Anyway, what's Griffin's major?
I remember being so confused why they would be throwing a party if this was his major. It's like engineering, right?
Right. Is that not hard?
Right. Like, shouldn't y'all actually be having, like, study sessions and not full-on parties?
It's like, oh, he parties a lot because he's an engineering major. That was the business major when I went to school.
Right. And the way engineering is set up doesn't seem like you would have a lot of time to do that.
I don't know. I didn't study engineering, so maybe people can tell me that engineering is a party major at the school. It looks really hard to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it also is probably really different when you're in school for it versus, like, working with engineers. Because I work with, like, some engineers at my job, and, like, I can't get a meeting scheduled with them because they're just busy all day. But I guess when you're in college, it's different because you're not, like, in the workforce yet.
I don't know. I mean, my partner studied engineering in college, and it took him 5 years to do it. And as often as I might say that he is not smart, that is the reasons why I say he's not smart is not why I think it took him 5 years to finish school.
I forget that was his major.
Yeah, I think it's actually just because it's a difficult major.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess not. Maybe y'all will be like, it's a super easy major. Your partner is not smart, both in classroom and out.
I forget that's one. That's so funny.
Yeah, so I was very confused, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't know.
Yeah, well, Griffin got all the time in the world to also be a freaking, what is he doing, like a producer or Jimmy or whatever.
Okay, right, because he's partying, he's studying engineering, he's also a producer. Is he not like the bouncer at some spot? Did I make that up too? He was like the club promoter? All right, I don't even know where I left off. But basically, I just feel like Griffin has a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And anytime it suits their plot, they just give it to Griffin.
Absolutely. They're like, we're going to give them a placeholder roommate because we never meet any other roommates. We just know them by name. And anytime we need a storyline or a distraction, it's going to be that it has to do with Griffin. That's so true.
Right. So Marco's feeling lonely. So all of a sudden, Griffin is catching up studying with all his engineering friends. But it doesn't make a lot of sense. But here we are.
Yeah, here he is.
Oh. All right. That's all my trivia questions for the week. You got any tidbits?
I feel like when we were supposed to record last week, I was like, I'm going to do this for tidbits, and I didn't write it in my notes, and now I have no recollection of what that was going to be. So
Let's see.
What was I going to talk about? I don't know if it was a recent headline or what.
I don't see anything on in our inbox aside from shout out to the person who purchased that book. Did you see?
Oh,
Somebody sent us a picture of the book that we recommended a couple weeks. I'm going to say it again because I'm going to say it every week until everybody has purchased a copy, Setting Boundaries and Finding Peace. And they were like, I heard y'all loud and clear.
that is actually beautiful.
And so, in case you didn't hear me loud and clear the first time, it's awesome because I'm saying it again.
Dang, now I want to read the book. That
You
is so
should.
funny. Yeah, I have no clue what I was gonna say, but shouts to y'all for letting us take last week off for Black History Month and to live our
Yeah.
black ass lives, 'cause wow.
Yeah. On that note, I feel like Terry texted me. It was Tuesday when we record. Today is also Monday. We're supposed to record on Tuesday. You know, we're just kind of all over the place.
We are.
Anyway, and she was, I don't even know what you said, but I was like, you know what? We don't have to record. We actually don't.
I know.
And
No, it
here we
was
are.
perfect. I was literally like, because sometimes we'll switch days. So I was like, I'm gonna go home and sit on the couch and wait to record and watch us like not be recording tonight. So I was really trying to confirm that, but also like work has been work. So I was just like, I'm actually not even mad at like taking a mental health break, honestly.
I
So
bet. I don't even think I had had a bad day at work that day, but I have had, nobody cares. But here we are. As you know, I work in a school and I have a classroom from hell. And for the record, anytime I complain about my job, it's never the children. It's always the adults who work with them. So while
yeah.
I'm saying I have a classroom for hell, there are plenty of adults that I'm actually irritated with who have just been taking all of my energy, just sucking it out of me. So even though that I feel like that may not have even been a bad day, Monday and Wednesday probably were.
Yeah, you just got to get your break in where you can because it's something's gonna happen. That's just how it
Right.
is.
But yeah, so we're back and we're black and we're gonna get started with plot B.
Let's do it.
All right, so Anya comes into the shared locker of Holly J and Mia. She comes to when Holly J has yet to arrive. So it's Anya and it's Mia. And she compliments Mia's jeans, and then Holly J shows up and she asks Mama Mia if Anya was bothering her. And Mia's like, no, she was just waiting on her boss to arrive. Anya's apparently much meaner in the presence of Holly J because Holly J starts by giving a compliment to Mia about her jeans, and then she turns it into an insult by saying they highlight Mia's cellulite. Who
Where?
has cellulite in this camera?
Right. Also, I thought, what's her name? I thought Mia like evicted Holly J from her locker. Why is she still here?
I was also very confused about that. I mean, I knew that when it happened, we said you can't do that,
How?
but
Right.
it happened, and now we're back just like it never happened.
Yeah, that is so funny.
So Mia jokes with Holly. She's like, Anya gives way better compliments than you. But then Anya swaps sides and she's like, yeah, the jeans are a bit tight, a little fake ass flake.
So unnecessary too, because it's just like that wasn't even a good like insult. Like I'm not
It
backing up a
wasn't.
bad insult.
It wasn't. Like, I have no idea. I just don't. Sometimes Holly hits and sometimes she doesn't.
Right. Like she eats, but today, girl, okay.
It was just like you were just reaching to be mean. In fact, I think actually the fact that she calls her Mama Mia, I think that's actually a funny insult.
I think that's really funny too, like the way that she set that up. Genius. I can't even be mad at her for it, but
But the jeans, the cellulite, there's no cellulite. The
no.
best insults have a little bit of truth in them.
Right.
And they cut deep and they're not something that you can change. Because, I mean, people used to, I'll never forget, I think somebody made fun of my eyebrows in high school, and that was before I was doing anything to them. You can make fun of my natural eyebrows, girl. I can always go get threaded.
Right.
So you gotta have some truth, and it's gotta be some things that you can't easily change. Talk about, I don't know, the fact that she's a mother.
Yeah, no, she ate that one. That's actually really funny, but she could have left it at that.
It's class time, and Holly J is being her usual menace self. She tells Derek he has ugliness on his face, and Anya laughs, but then Anya laughing calls attention to the teacher, and the teacher's like, okay, Anya, can you read?
The worst.
Anya starts to read very slowly and makes a mistake, and then it trips her up, and Holly J is like, hurry up. And then Mia's like, girl. But then Anya tells Mia and the class, Then Holly J tells Mia and the class that with Anya's dyslexia, they'll be there until Labor Day. But, like, that's what I mean. Like, the best insults have a little bit of truth and are something that you cannot change easily.
Right.
So that was a horrible thing to say to Anya, your friend, in front of the whole class. But that's why that bitch is cuts deep. Yeah. That was mean.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, you coming at Mia is just like, okay, you're calling her fat, yada, yada, yada. She has a kid. But, like, you're being actually the most mean to Anya. And that's not adding up for me. Because, like, is this your friend or is this someone that you just like to keep around? And if that's the case, just to, like, bounce, like, insults off of, that's really mean.
Like, right. But then seeing this, I know she got in a whole bunch of trouble for it. But in a couple of seasons when we get Allie, and she runs that whole I Hate Holly J page, that bitch deserved to be knocked off her high horse because this was foul. That was a horrible thing to say to your best friend.
Right, in front of a large-ass class. Like, that's horrible. And also, like, you're the reason that she, like, has to read out loud now because you're being, like, annoying and, like, making her laugh. So, like, it's just, like, she can't win because it's your fault from all angles.
Like, right. So that's horrible. That was a horrible thing to say to your friend. It would have been a horrible thing to say to anyone, but if you're gonna say it to anyone, it should have been to an enemy.
Right.
All right. Now I have to figure out where I was again. Oh, they're told to partner up, and Mia's like, hey, Anya, let's be partners. But Holly J looks offended, and she's like, Anya and I are always partners. And then she excuses her behaviors, and she's like, everybody already knew you were dyslexic, so who cares about what I said? Bitch.
That's awful. It does not make it any better, girlfriend.
No, she's awful. So she then suggests hanging out with Sab during lunch, and Anya's like, but don't you want to work on our project? And Holly J pulls out her sister's old project and says, we can just recycle it for ourselves. But Anya's like, I don't want to cheat. I'm not a cheater. And Holly J makes her feel badly for not being a cheater. So then Anya tells Holly to not make fun of her in class because she's like, I don't tell people that your parents got you a private tutor. But then Anya agrees. She's like, okay, we can use Heather Sinclair's old assignment. And Holly says that Anya isn't as dumb as she thought she was. I just want to know if there are people that are this mean to people who they call their friends. But actually, yes, there are in real life.
I think I'm like trying to, well, they're, I guess they're technically like what, in high school? I just don't, yeah. I feel like that's something you do when you're younger. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in a group full of girls and you'll do whatever to fit in, but it's just her and Holly J. So, like, Holly J doesn't have a lot of friends. So why she's treating her one friend like this is really weird.
Yeah, it is giving, for me, middle school behavior. Because I do feel like when you're forced in the same class with the same people who you've been friends with since kindergarten and you've kind of outgrown them and you don't know how to outgrow them because they're still in your class, that makes sense. But y'all are at a whole new high school. There's no reason, with so many different people, and there's no reason why y'all can't cut each other loose because that girl's a horrible friend.
She's awful. And there are you're right, there's so many people. There's two different schools at this point that we got to be able to find somebody that won't talk to us like that. Like, Mia's also right there and, like, willing to be her friend. Yeah. So
we're back to class, and Mia compliments Anya's earrings, which doesn't sit well with Holly J. So Holly J tells Mr. Bintz that Anya stole Heather Sinclair's project, and Holly created her own personal project instead of putting her name on the copied assignment. So Anya gets in trouble. Holly does not. Mia tells Anya later that she's now free of the evil Holly J, but then Holly J invites Anya to Adam's friend Sav's party that evening, and Anya accepts. They plan to attend together, and Anya's clown ass tells Mia, I'd rather take a zero on my assignment than be alone on a Friday night like you.
Girl, I would literally have to spew every hate thing that Holly J said to her just right back because you're stupid. Like,
I'm sorry. That's awful. Oh, why is my mom calling me? What the hell is this? Mother?
Baby scared of the dark.
What'd you say?
Why is my baby scared of the dark?
I don't know.
Baby, is she sleeping now? Does she have Lammy and Daniel Tiger in her passy?
Yes, mother, and I even put a nightlight in her room.
You're so smart. On earth did you get a nightlight?
I've had a nightlight since she was born. I just haven't used it because she was able to sleep in the dark.
Only that Lily did something to her one night when she was in there.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy? We're in a conversation about Lily and I'm crazy?
Yes, mother. I mean, Lily's also crazy, but maybe, I mean, like, ¿por qué no los dos? Why not both you and Grace? You and Lily. Okay, mother, so to confirm, this wasn't an emergency?
No, it was not. Well, it was an emergency because my phone didn't let me know that I had gotten a text message, and I listened to my text message, and my baby's crying, and she's saying it's scary in the dark.
Mom, we were sitting in a bright light bathroom when she said this. All of the lights were on.
Oh, there was no context with the message.
Yeah, exactly. And then I read her a story and she hopped in her bed with no issue.
Oh, I see.
And now I am doing below the dot, so...
Okay, and I'll let you get back to your job.
And I want to let you know that you're on speakerphone.
Oh my God, not on below the dot.
I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
So to bring this conversation to a close, I will play the audio recording that I played for her, or that I recorded for her. And again, as I told my mother, we were sitting, crap. We were in the well-lit bathroom when that was recorded.
That is funny.
I don't know what was going on here, but she had been screaming that it was scary in the dark. I don't know what the hell ghost she's seeing that I'm not seeing.
Oh, no.
I don't even know where the heck we left off at.
That is funny.
Good. We're in the middle. I think we were in a break period, right?
Yeah, we're literally about to go into play.
All right. So Anya's a clown. Mia's a mother, and Holly J is a bitch. On the plot A, Jesse pulls Ellie's story because something better, more pressing came up. I get that Ellie's upset because she worked hard on the piece, but obviously it sounded like whatever was taking her place was clearly more important.
Right. And again, why are they still playing this? We're going to date and also work for one another. Like, that's never going to work because then it's just going to be like a blurred line all the time.
Exactly. All right. So get it. She's upset. She tries to involve other writers in their injustice, but they are like, this has nothing to do with me.
Right. And Keep me out of it.
Right. I would very much like to be removed from this narrative. Ellie is so annoyed because she complains that this is a professional matter. And Jesse is like, then you need to be professional. And then he gazes into her eyes and she gushes at this and she looks like a silly fool in love. And I'm like, genuinely, like, I was given the ick, as they say.
Yeah, because girl, none of this is adding up. Like, you're saying it has nothing to do with your relationship, but then it literally just takes that for you to be like, okay.
Okay, Jesse. Who the hell is Kim and why is her name spelled with a Y? K-Y-M for the subtitles.
Makes no sense.
Ellie comments on Jesse's excessive flirting and she makes a statement about how he didn't know that he has a thing for older women.
Yeah.
All right. So she didn't know something about him having a thing for older women, which is relevant for later. And they truly just brought that up for the purpose of this episode.
Right. Because when else do we ever see him? Like, Paige, it made sense. That was someone his age. You know what I mean? Like, now suddenly he also flirts with Kim with a Y.
Where? How? When? How? Nobody knows. And also, does he have a thing for older women? Because you're younger than him. And they said he kept preying on the freshmen.
Right. Let's get our story straight. How old is he supposed to be again? Because
I had 30. I think he was 21. He was like a junior senior when she was a freshman. Because they were, but they were talking about how he preys on all the younger girls. So okay,
gross.
All right. So the lecture guy cancels, and Ellie needs to find somebody famous to replace him. So she hunts down Caitlin Ryan, and she convinces her to do the lecture instead of. I put Jimmy, but I meant. Jesse. Instead of Jesse interviewing her, it'll be Ellie. Jesse is frustrated because he feels like Ellie poached his interview. But then Ellie is like, okay, you can go to the reception dinner with Caitlin and just say that I can't make it. This is a mistake because Jesse is dirt.
Yeah. And he's already been dirt. Like, this isn't going to be the first time.
This is my least favorite episode ever for this whole plotline. So Ellie is preparing for an interview in the middle of Griffin's party, and it's difficult. Griffin offers Ellie a margarita, and she can't turn it down, and then it branches into a conversation about Ellie's mom and her history with drinking. So suddenly this episode is about Ellie possibly having a drinking problem.
Right, or coping with alcohol.
Girl, she argues that because her mom has a problem with alcohol doesn't mean she will have a problem with alcohol. And I'm just going to make a brief statement and tell you that that's not true. And there's a lot of research that says that. And it has little to do with genetics and a lot to do with environmental influence. But this isn't a podcast about alcohol. So we're going to carry this along. Just know that Ellie is wrong. And and we're going to keep it pushing. So Marco is like, looks like you're having trouble writing your paper. And there's a typo. So Ellie's like, you know what? I'm going to leave the party house where Griffin is throwing a party just to push this plot along. And I'm going to go to the core, not to the library. Right. I'm going to go to the core right now. And upon entry, we overhear Jesse giggling with a woman. And Ellie goes into the office. She finds Jesse with none other than Caitlin Ryan hooking up at his desk. This is confusing because neither one of them have like a place where they could have gone?
Right. I'm also confused because why didn't Ellie, like, I feel like the way that Ellie says that she can keep the business and her relationship separate, I'm surprised she didn't tell Caitlin, who she knows well enough because that's her mentor, to be like, hey, that's my man. You know what I mean?
I didn't understand it. I don't understand how Caitlin didn't know. The way you look at him, the way, yes. As unprofessional as you are. But honestly, I'm not even blaming Caitlin. I think she should have known. Obviously, Jesse's a cheater. I don't know why Ellie was there.
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. There's so much,
honestly, and if it had ended here, I probably still would have been team Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
But let's keep going. Jesse blames the incident on their alcohol consumption. I guess Degrassi is going big for the anti-alcohol, but it's very like wishy-washy. Like, it's just like, oh, blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, especially because they're like serving it at the house party and just like making it more known. It's funny that I didn't even make that connection of he says that it was because they were drinking. So now it ties into the entire plot, of course.
It's so ridiculous and over the top. Ellie's like, this is going to be so hard for the Q&A. She tries to break up with Jesse, but he won't allow it.
Girl.
Ellie says, okay, then I'm going to quit the paper so that we can stay together. And that's where we went from okay to just horrendous. So instead, like that, so you've been a writer and you've been interested in journalism for so long. But you're going to quit the paper so you can work it out with your boyfriend? That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
The dumbest. Your boyfriend that cheated on you once before, if not more times than that, and I'm forgetting. This is someone who's a repeat offender, and you're going to shift your priorities and like your future and the whole reason you're at college for this man. Well, he should be graduating anyway because he's old.
Girl, and like there's no reason with changing your plan. Mm-hmm. But there is a problem with changing your plan to suit another person. And even greater of an issue with changing your plan to suit a man.
Yes. Yeah. And this is the second time she's done this, because wasn't there something going on with the paper where she was supposed to interview somebody and Craig was in town? And then she was too busy trying to prove that Manny was like a bad influence on Craig, so she didn't go to like this interview or something.
Right. She screwed up that interview because of Craig. I have to protect Craig from Manny.
Girl. Just say you don't want the journalism degree and go. Oh, at this
my
point.
God.
I'm not convinced.
Exactly. Like, if... God, it's gross. It just reminds me of, like, in Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant, how it's kind of like the girls would be like, well, he said it was going to work. Don't ever have a baby basing it because you're investing your stock in what something some little boy says. Don't do it. Don't ever adjust your life around a man, a boy, another person. Make that choice and feel good about it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ellie lost me here because that's very whack of her.
Oh, God. It was just gross. And I was just like, what are you doing? Where is Miss Sauvay? Right. I know she's in college now. Okay. So Paige is helping Ellie out with her outfit for the Q&A. Ellie discloses that not only did Jesse kiss Caitlin, but she's still with him. Now, mind you, again, as you mentioned, this is the second time that Jesse has cheated on Ellie. Is Ellie okay?
No, girl.
Ellie asks what she's doing because she cannot... No, Paige asks what Ellie is doing because she's like... Rewind. Because Paige is confused. But in this moment, Ellie is like, oh, what am I doing? I can't believe I took the Q&A from Jesse. Maybe this is karma. So she's at the Q&A, guzzling down glasses of wine. I don't think Caitlin knows that Jesse was Ellie's boyfriend, as we said earlier. In this moment, that's when I realized it. So yeah. She apologizes to Ellie for being caught. And she's like, don't ever allow a college boy teach you into a drinking game. I mean, no, I don't. Maybe alcohol isn't hitting me the way that it ever hits y'all, because that's just not a choice I would make, even drunk.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, she's literally like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you the details later. That's also when I was like, oh, she has no idea, but why?
I'm so confused because, like, okay, so Spike had Emma when she was 14. So they're 13 years older. She's probably about 10 years older than Jesse.
Right.
Okay.
Probably all early right. 30s.
All right, fine. But still, why am I catching up with my mentee and telling her all the details about my hookup with a college boy drinking under the table?
Right.
And again, the alcohol just is not hitting me well enough, though, as well as it's hitting y'all. Because I don't know what it's doing to y'all, but it ain't doing it for me.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And is she, like, touring? Whatever she's doing, is she touring other colleges? Like, are you doing this other places? Because that's kind of concerning. And hooking
up with all the journalists there, too.
Right. That's concerning.
All right, so she walks away from Ellie to get her microphone, and Ellie continues to guzzle glasses of wine. So clearly she's not at the top of her game, but she does introduce Caitlin well enough. And I'm trying to figure out what outfit Paige put Ellie in. That's not really the point. I was looking at it, just like, oh, is that what y'all came up with? During the Q&A, Ellie asked Caitlin if her stance on responsible consumption, does it apply to alcohol consumption? The whole Q&A was cringe, but I will include this soundbite.
Why'd you hook up with Jesse? Why? And how was it, Jesse? Was it worth it? Slut.
Girl, at your job? Like, at your job.
But the audience was eating that tea up. And I would have been, too. Ellie is hungover the next day, and Marco calls her out on her problem with alcohol. And then Caitlin shows up unannounced and asks for a second with Ellie, and Marco tells Caitlin that she can have a bunch of sex. He heard it after he said it. Caitlin has the nerve to ask Ellie why Ellie humiliated her in public. Girl, why are you in my house?
Yeah, why Caleb. Did she pull up out her house like that? I just realized that wasn't even like the office or anything.
So Ellie ends up disclosing that Jesse is her boyfriend, and then Ellie tells Caitlin that she quit the paper so that she can prioritize their relationship, and Caitlin comments on Ellie's breath smelling of alcohol. Honestly, I would have been like, girl, are you still drunk now? Because that's the dumbest shit I've heard.
Right. Not that, well, this would be the thing that would set me back. You just told me that was your boyfriend who cheated on you with me. One, that's still your boyfriend, and two, you are quitting journalism after we worked together on it when you were in high school, and this is something you were passionate about. And three, why do you smell like alcohol?
So many questions. But yeah, so Caitlin calls her out. Ellie shows up to the core. She stands firm in her breakup with Jesse. And he had the nerve to promise. He's like, I'll never cheat on you again. But Ellie's like, no, I'm good. I'm done here. And thank you, Ellie, for finally making a decision that makes sense.
And that's that.
Yeah, that's the tea. My moral was, is anyone okay? Because is Holly okay? Is Ellie okay?
Yeah, why did they throw that Holly J story in there like that? I feel like the only thing I didn't mention when we, like, discussed it is just, like, I also don't remember Paige being this mean. Like, homegirl was mean, but I don't remember her. Like, she bullied her friends for sure. Like, she's not off the hook for that. She was mean to Terry. Also got her drunk.
Yeah.
But
to steal her man.
Yeah, I don't know if she was cutting deep the way that, like, she wasn't being, like, no, that's, I'm thinking of Liberty. She wasn't friends with her, so she wouldn't have made fun of her dyscalculia. But I just don't know that she was really coming for Terry and them the same way. Maybe Ashley, because they would get into it. But
yeah, I feel like Paige and Ashley would go back and forth, but I think Paige was the most mean to people who she didn't like,
right,
than she was to people who she did like. Like, and her and Ashley would definitely go back and forth, and they were clearly two friends who had outgrown each other.
Right.
We saw that kind of in live action. But I just don't, like, Holly J was so mean.
And, like, unwarranted, because we don't even know Anya's character like that. We just know that she's actively being bullied by Holly J now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made her even more mean. And I wonder if it's, like, to make up for the fact that we never really meet her sister. So it's, like, you can just only imagine how terrible the sister is from what everyone says. So you would imagine, like, the offspring of someone that's right. terrible would be just as bad.
Which is what everybody's... Oh, dang. Which is what everybody said. It was like, well, if that's Heather Sinclair's sister, you better watch your back. That's right. What Manny said to Mia when they were both going after Sav.
That makes sense. Yeah, they just made her 10 times worse than anyone we've met, because we haven't met homegirl, so... They are nutty.
Yeah. I think that's all I have for today. Did you have anything else to add?
I think that's all I had, too. I'm glad Ellie came to her senses at the end, but wow, it was a ride to get there.
And honestly, I'm not confident in what'll happen after her. I see why so many people would happen to her, hate what happened to her character. Like, you went from season 2, season 3, showing up and befriending Ashley, just kind of genuinely being there for her, telling Spinner that he smelled. Was that her?
I feel like it was.
And she was like, yeah, you stink. And then he got upset that he had to find out from her instead of Jimmy. And then they had that honesty episode. And then she became this.
Yeah, she gives very pick me vibes.
Yeah. R.I.P. to season 2 Ellie Nash.
I know. It was promising while it was.
Next on Degrassi, Emma, tired of being predictable, auditions to be a model for Purple Dragon. She finds herself liking the attention, but she soon learns of the hypocrisy of the company. Meanwhile, Mia asks Saf to help her be better at badminton, and he agrees, but only if she helps him learn how to kiss. Ugh. If this episode wasn't enough cringe, the next one is. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend. To hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the girls, under some derivative of the username Below the Dot. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts or email at us. email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on the airwaves this time next week. Whatever it takes.